Shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're celebrating over 10 years on the air here at KCNR. In fact, the gentleman that just had sold us the dark frequency.
Oh, Mike Quinn.
Mike Quinn was just in here. We were chit-chatting. He usually takes a trip to Alaska once a year to fish.
Mm-hmm.
He loves it. I mean, that's just kind of like that's his... His vacation, he goes up to Alaska and fish, and he brings home 850 pounds of halibut or something. No, I'm just kidding about that. But he does bring home a lot of fish. Couldn't make it this year because of, the Anchorage. It's the small airlines trying to get to places. And then, you have to wait and all these. So it was too hard this year. Too bad.
Yes.
Can always count on, you look forward to something every year, you know, and then you can't do it. So it's kind of a, it's kind of like.
It's disappointing.
It's disappointing. I mean, you move on from it, but it's a bummer.
Right.
Hey, today, the 29th of July, Wednesday, 7:06 in the morning, and the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassionate community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. With, of course, Sue at the helm. And, Sue, what's the weather look like here for this week?
Today, sunny and hot. This will continue through Friday with a high of 102 and lows in the 60s. For this weekend, even warmer with a high of 104 for Saturday and Sunday. Once again, lows dropping down in the 60s overnight. Today, light and variable wind becoming south 6 to 11 miles per hour. And it looks like the wind will be mild for the next few days. So cross your fingers. That's a good thing. And we do have quite a few fires that are burning. The Gold Fire at 21,870 acres, 65% contained. The Hog Fire, 9,564 acres, 72% containment. The Branch Fire, 2,500 acres, 30% containment. The Cottonwood Fire, 788 acres, 90% contained. And the Karen Fire has burned at least 250 acres, 97% contained. The Caldwell Fire has burned 67,789 acres, zero containment. The Allen Fire, 966 acres. And the Dalton Fire at 1,367 acres, 90% contained, while the Salmon Fire, 550 acres, and that's in the Trinity Alps Wilderness. We have additional fires, and once again, it doesn't look like there's an end in sight. So that's pretty much...
Be careful out there.
We have to. We really do. And
did you talk about the Tule Lake Fire? I don't even know what
Tule Lake Fire.
That was like 49,000 acres.
Right. And I think that just evolved into the complex of fires that is burning. So
okay.
We've got a number of fires. And I went to the InciniWeb website, and they have the July complex at 81,636 acres. The problem with the site this morning is that it goes from 5,000 down to 15 acres.
Yeah.
And so I think somebody's in there. I think they have a hacker that's messing with the site this morning.
Okay.
So I really didn't want to give out any,
okay, that's no problem.
More details.
Linda's up in the mountains right now with her friends, and they had thunder. But no rain, so they might be getting fire strikes up there too. Who knows?
Right. There's a lightning fire, the KNF lightning, but I really don't have any more details.
Okay, I'm here with Robert Burke. And Robert, I've got you for half an hour, right?
Yep.
At least. Okay. Sometimes I have to hold him to 15 minutes because we have a lot of guests rolling through. But today,
right,
I can have you for a half an hour. Plant seeds. Are you reading about these plant seeds that are arriving all over the country from China? We've already got a question in the chat room about it. And a good point. Do not dispose of these by flushing them down the toilet.
Okay? No.
Do not flush them down the toilet. And I did not see that in the article. But that was a good part. That was good, Sonny, for catching on that. These plant seeds are arriving all over the country. Sometimes they're marked as jewelry. Sometimes they're marked as electronics. They'll come to your house. You open them up. They're in a little plastic bag. What do you do with them? You go down to Bocelli Lane at our county agricultural office and hand it to them. They're right now doing research on this at the National Agricultural Department, and they're trying to find out what they are, and nobody knows why they've been sent. They're coming from China, and some of them have come. People have ordered seeds online, either through companies or through Amazon. And you can understand, well, maybe some of them are getting it like this, but other people are receiving it. We had one in Cottonwood, two more in Shasta County. So if you get these in the mail, just either call the county ag, and they'll come pick them up for you, or you just stop by Bocelli Lane and give it to them. So be aware. Don't flush them down the toilet.
Great. Okay. What was the address again? Where do they dispose of them?
It's on Bocelli Lane. Look up County Ag. It's in the
County Ag. Okay.
I should have written it down.
No, I was going because I was going to put it in the chat room if you had it just right away. Okay. So. Okay, thanks.
I'm here with Robert Burke.
Hello.
Our media critic extraordinaire.
Sure.
Yeah. Getting closer.
Okay.
Emmy Awards are coming up.
Right.
I can't help but think. I heard yesterday, and it's got to be right. On Armstrong and Getty, that TV watching is up like 30% in the United States. Would you believe that?
It makes sense. We have a pandemic. People are stuck at home. Of course, they're watching TV.
I know. We're watching more TV.
Yeah. I am too, yeah.
I just kind of feel like, so what's it look like this year for the Emmys?
Well, so the Emmy nominations came out yesterday. They had a big call where, of course, you know, multiple celebrities couldn't be next to each other, but one was in person and three joined via, like, a Zoom call, and they announced what the Emmy nominations were. So do you want me to get into those?
I tell you what, let's take an early break, and then we can hop into those and get through all of these without having to break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, just there last week, is open. They have 10 minutes between customers where they literally sanitize the chair. They spray it with this stuff, but it takes 8 minutes for it to make sure that it kills all the germs. So nobody sits in that chair. They sanitize all their equipment. They wear a mask. They ask you to wear a mask if you can. You get a great haircut. The chit chat in there is just extraordinary. The thing I miss is being able to get there a little bit early, sit down and catch up on Car and Track and American Rifleman and all these things. So you can't do that because you come up, let them know you're there, they'll come out and get you, and you come in. But it's great haircuts. It's a veteran-owned business. It gives discount. They give discounts for seniors and veterans, and they work on the appointment schedule. So just give them a call. Cypress Square Barbershop. What did I say? Veteran friendly there. Man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Let us brighten up your summer. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our
$10,000 Sunny Money Swipe to Win promotion.
Swipe daily for free slot play and prizes.
Weekly drawings every Wednesday at 7, 8, and 9 p.m.
15 winners, $100 free slot play.
5 winners, $500 cash.
Don't miss your chance to win your share of $10,000 and other great prizes. Details at WindRiver.com.
$10,000 Sunny Money Swipe to Win.
You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here, did they hear me say that about getting bitten by a shark in here in the streets of Redding?
No.
Robert and I are discussing the infection rates here, but that's for a different. I'll do that at 7:30.
I see, and I didn't. You weren't turned up.
Oh, good. Thank you very much. hey, this is a portion of the show brought to you by Sleep Number. Sleep Number is the, you know, we've had the Sleep Number bed for years now. We've never slept better. One of the things everybody's fighting right now is the fact is that there is a disease out there. There is a virus out there. So you do want to stay as healthy as you can. And part of being healthy is to get a lot of sleep or get a good night's sleep. You need to establish a sleep routine. Try for 7 or 8 hours and create a peaceful place for sleep. Don't drink caffeine past 3 p.m., it says here. Now, I know people can drink gallons of coffee and then go right to sleep, but they usually are working on a totally different system than I am. But the thing is that the Sleep Number, we have a consistency that my Sleep Number setting is 55 and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45. And we can adjust that. And there are some nights that Sleep Number setting will go up to 70 or down to 40. And it's just how we feel and what we've been doing during the day. Proven quality sleep is life-changing. And right now, for a limited time, you can save up to $500 on select smart beds. Shop your way at the Sleep Number store down in the Target Shopping Center. Head on down there. Lay on one of those beds. See where the pressure points are when you lay on a regular mattress and how Sleep Number takes away those pressure points. It's Sleep Number. All right, I'm here with Robert Burke, and we're talking Emmys. So let's hear the nominations, because I have been watching more TV, so maybe I may actually know some of these.
Yeah. So this year, the nominations for Best Drama Series were Better Call Saul, The Crown, The Handmaid's Tale, Killing Eve, The Mandalorian, Ozark, Stranger Things, and Succession.
Okay.
Have you heard of any of those?
Okay. My man. I'm even surprised your parents let you watch Ozark. So, just kidding. Better Call Saul, love it.
Yeah.
Ozark, next season I think is their last season. I can't wait to see what happens to this family. I mean, if you've not watched Ozark, do so. I'm not going to get into what it's all about. But it also is a great series. Dark. But the acting in it is fantastic. The lead actor is...
Jason Bateman.
And, you know, and he's been in these movies, comedies, where he is totally clueless about everything going on. And I keep thinking that he's going to somehow drop back into that during this in this series. It's a great series. Yeah, Handmaid's Tale, Linda loves that. And what else is on it?
The Crown as well.
Crown was really good.
Yeah, I just started The Crown. Okay. I like it so far. Killing Eve as well. And then The Mandalorian was on there, which was surprising because that's the Star Wars show that Disney Plus launched with.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was not expected to get nominated. It was very much not expected.
I have the Disney Channel now because Linda watches Hamilton. She loves it.
Yeah. And then Stranger Things, which is the Netflix sci-fi show.
And that's with the kids, right?
Yeah.
That's a good series, too.
Yeah, it's good. I kind of gave up halfway through season two, but I should probably pick it back up again.
Have you ever noticed how the first season is just gangbusters? And Altered Carbon was one of those. The first season was just, you could sit there and watch it all day. The second season, however, fell apart.
You know a show that is like the opposite of that? It's Succession, which was one of the other nominated shows. I'm watching that one right now. And season one was really good, but season two is mind-blowing.
Is that right?
It's spectacular. Yeah, it's an HBO show. It's about a multimedia family and the conflict that comes from owning a big business and trying to have a family at the same time.
Is this the older guy that was? They thought he was going to die?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, and he didn't, and he didn't hand down the reins of power
right
to his kids.
Right.
It is a good show. Good actors in that.
Yeah, it's incredible. Right.
Okay.
And then for comedy series, the nominations were Curb Your Enthusiasm, Dead to Me, The Good Place, Insecure, The Kominsky Method, The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Schitt's Creek, and What We Do in the Shadows.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not as big on that, but I have heard Linda talk about Schitt's Creek.
Mm-hmm. Have you not seen Marvelous Mrs. Maisel?
She saw that. She really liked it.
Have you not seen it?
Yeah.
I think you'd really like it. It's a really good show. It takes place in the 50s, and it's about a woman stand-up comic trying to make it while, you know, all the, you know, gender expectations of the time. And it's a really good show. It's really funny. It's entertaining.
Then I will, because I have time today, and Linda's gone for another day, I'll go back and look at the Marvelous
Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Okay.
Another really good one is The Good Place, which was also nominated. That one is in its final season. That one's really good. It's about a group of people who end up in this heaven-like good place, and there are different things that go wrong as a result of one of them most likely not belonging there. And it's a really, really strong show.
And it's a comedy.
It is.
Okay.
And it's very entertaining. It honestly, you know how a lot of sitcoms will just take place in a setting and kind of show different days in that setting but not change much? The Good Place isn't like that. It's kind of more like a movie where the plot is always going forward. And that can make it stressful but also really entertaining.
What about Penny Dreadful? Was that ever nominated?
I don't know about in the past, but it wasn't nominated this year.
Yeah, you know, and that's one, too, is that they brought the new one back, and that one has just nothing close to the first one.
Yeah.
How about the older shows, like when you hear, like, Big Bang Theory? That just won a whole lot of things. It's just, what, not getting nominated anymore?
I don't think it was eligible. I think it ended over a year ago.
It ended I thought it was ending this year. Oh, it was last year?
No, I think it ended... Yeah, a little over a year ago. I think the last episode was, like, in May of 2019.
Well.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it that much anyway, obviously.
One of the older shows that didn't get nominated was Modern Family, which had its final season.
Yeah, it was okay. That was the one with the final season.
Yeah. And that one did end up getting nominated for Best, I think, Writing for a comedy series for the finale, but that was it.
Okay. Let's go with it. What do you got? You got actors now?
Limited series.
Limited series, okay.
The nominations were Little Fires Everywhere, Mrs. America, Unbelievable, Unorthodox, and Watchmen. Have you heard of any of these?
I've heard of Watchmen.
Watchmen's pretty good. Unbelievable, I think you've seen, because I mentioned it before.
What was that?
That was the one with Caitlin Dever and Merritt Weaver and Toni Collette, and it's about a woman who... how do I explain it? Basically, she has a rape case, and there are a lot of people who doubt the legitimacy of it, and then these two detectives are brought in to help investigate it, and they start discovering some dark secrets about it.
I have not seen that, but I will.
Okay. Okay. It's on Netflix. It's a really strong miniseries.
Okay. So it's a miniseries.
Yeah.
Got it.
Only 8 episodes, but they're all really, really good.
Okay.
And then for lead actress drama series, Jennifer Aniston for The Morning Show was nominated, Olivia Colman for The Crown, Jodie Comer for Killing Eve, Laura Linney for Ozark, Sandra Oh for Killing Eve, and Zendaya for Euphoria.
Laura Linney does a good job, but I haven't seen the rest of them, so
yeah.
I can't say anything.
Jennifer Aniston is really good in The Morning Show. That one I watched recently, and it was a surprise that didn't get nominated for drama series. And it, like, The Mandalorian and Stranger Things getting in over The Morning Show was one of the big surprises. Another one was the lead actor drama series category. The nominations were Jason Bateman for Ozark, Sterling K. Brown for This Is Us, Steve Carell for The Morning Show, Brian Cox for Succession, Billy Porter for Pose, and Jeremy Strong for Succession. Notable by his absence is Bob Odenkirk for Better Call Saul.
That is strange.
Yeah, he was definitely expected to get nominated.
Has he ever won Emmy?
I don't know.
Because,
I think
he was in Breaking Bad, and he played, you know, it was a supporting role.
Right.
But he does Better Call Saul. I think he does a great job in this. So, and the guy that's his savior, his protector, a hitman for
Jonathan Banks.
Jonathan Banks.
Right. Another surprise. He was not nominated for drama supporting actor. That one was even bigger because he was the front runner to win before nominations came out, and he just didn't even get nominated.
Jonathan
it was very strange.
Jonathan Banks.
Yeah.
Well, isn't that strange?
It is.
You know, is it because he's conservative?
I don't know. Is he?
I don't know, but I was just wondering. I'm wondering if, do you think that the politics is playing in this?
Politics always plays into award shows.
There you go.
That's just the way it works.
I'm just wondering because I really don't know that much about him. He's been around a long time.
Yeah.
And the part he played in Breaking Bad and then now in Better Call Saul. I mean, he could carry a show, I think, by himself.
Yeah, he's very strong.
If it was the right show,
yeah,
I think. Yeah. And I've seen him in comedies, too,
mm-hmm.
believe it or not. Okay, so what else we have here?
So we have lead actress drama series. The nominations were Christina Applegate for Dead to Me, Rachel Brosnahan for The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel, Linda Cardellini for Dead to Me, Catherine O'Hara for Schitt's Creek, Issa Rae for Insecure, and surprisingly, Tracy Ellis Ross for Black-ish.
Okay.
Yeah, Black-ish scooped up 2 nominations, which it was expected to get 0. So that was a surprise. For lead actor comedy, Anthony Anderson for Black-ish. Also, Don Cheadle for Black Monday. Ted Danson for The Good Place. Michael Douglas for The Kominsky Method. Eugene Levy for Schitt's Creek. And Rami Youssef for Rami.
Now, I have seen a couple episodes of The Kominsky Method. And
I thought that was a show you'd like.
Is. And he has a acting school. Michael Douglas does, if I'm getting this from right. The other thing too, Jen O'Hara, which people, you know, she's in up for a comedy. People go, Jen O'Hara.
Catherine O'Hara.
Yeah. That's what I meant. Catherine O'Hara. And you're trying to figure out who that is, but you have seen this woman in so many different things. So many different movies and so many different shows. She was in Tombstone. She played one of the wives of the Earp brothers.
Yeah.
And played a good part in this. So, I mean, when you think about it and when you see her, you'll go, oh, yeah. You know, I've seen her in a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
So who do you think, quickly?
For winning for those categories?
Who do you think's going to win?
I think Schitt's Creek will get both lead actress comedy and lead actor comedy. And I also expect it to get comedy series.
Well, I tell you what, Linda just burnt through them.
Yeah.
And watching them one after another. And I think I watched a couple of them, and they were amusing.
Yeah, I like the show. I like it a lot. Drama series, I think, is going to be Succession, because season two was really strong. Limited series, I see Watchmen winning there. And then
I'm going to have to go in. The Watchmen is about what?
It's based off of a comic book, and it's good. I didn't think it was quite as good as everyone was saying, but I liked it.
Okay.
And then for lead actress drama series, I expect Olivia Colman for The Crown, and lead actor drama series, I expect Brian Cox for Succession.
Now, Brian Cox is another one of those guys you see a lot.
Right.
He's been on so many different shows, and he plays different parts. So, I mean, he's a great character actor.
Yeah, he is.
And he was in Red. He's in action and he plays a really good bad guy.
Yeah.
So, but in this one I've watched him and he commands the screen. So, seems like a good guy. British actor, I believe.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, when is the Emmys going to be?
They are on September 21st, I believe. Either 20th or 21st. And then the day before that, either the 19th or 20th, is the more specific artsy Emmys. I was actually, yesterday, went to a PDF with all of the nominations, all the categories. It was 60 pages long. They have so many nominations for so many different things.
Did everybody get nominated? Is everybody getting a gold star?
Everyone except for Jonathan Banks and Bob Odenkirk.
What is that?
Yeah, it's strange.
Unfair. Again, another example of Hollywood making a mistake when they didn't get at least nominated.
Yeah, it's a surprise for sure.
You know, the and we'll take a break after this. When is it harder for, tell us a real quick update on what's happening with movies. You know, the movie theaters shut down again. They're starting to release them online. And they released one online that did better than they thought it was going to be. You talked about it.
Trolls World Tour, yeah.
And that it did better online than it did in the theaters. And it was successful in the theaters. So what do you think the near future is going to be? Do you think there's going to be anything released before December?
Well, the theaters are actually currently planning to reopen in mid-August for Tenet, which has been delayed a lot of times and now is planning on opening internationally on August 28th and domestically on September 4th. So
is that the one with Russell Crowe?
No.
Okay.
That's Unhinged, which is supposed to come out, I think, August 20th, 21st.
I tell you what, I saw the trailer on it. I don't mean to diss a movie, but it showed nothing to me.
Really?
Yeah. Nothing.
Yeah. And also
maybe they've got a different trailer, but this one I was looking at going, I don't see, I like Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
But
another thing that some big cities are testing out is, believe it or not, floating movie theaters. So that means you and your friends, you get a boat, you drive it out in front of a screen, and there's a bunch of boats, and you all watch the movie.
It's called a drive-in.
Except it's on the water. Yeah.
It's called a float-in. Just
sure.
Like you said.
Sure.
Well, I'll tell you what, in San Diego, there's a place out on the island there. Not on the island, but on the isthmus right there. Lots of businesses and all this. They're at the end of this on, and I'm trying to remember the name of the of this area. But they had a hotel, and they had a, outside, kind of a mini amphitheater. And they would have acts there. Well, people would pay to go and sit there, but everybody in their boats. And, well, they couldn't take big boats in there. People kayaking in, electric boats coming in, and they could listen to the performances. And it was great. And the same thing, I guess you can imagine, for this then. So if you've got a body of water and you've got a screen, a blow-up screen, like Enjoy the Magazine, you can have an outdoor theater.
Yeah.
So, okay, buddy.
All right.
When's school start?
August 12th.
And it is starting.
Yep, in person, all 5 days a week.
Are you looking forward to going back?
No, not really.
Really? You're the first one I've talked to. I mean, we did interviews on this from high school students, from our girl on the street there. And every one of them couldn't wait to go back to school.
I mean, I like the idea of getting back to school because it's been a while, but I just don't know if it's safe. And especially doing 5 days a week right away. I mean, the normal flu, the normal cold spreads throughout the school like crazy. If one kid gets corona, you're going to see 100 kids get corona.
Yeah, but I think they're distancing you a little bit. And
They're taking safety precautions, but how do we know if it's enough?
You're washing your hands and all this, and all of you are going to be masked up.
Yeah.
Now, here's your chance to find really great mask to wear, maybe a new one every day with, like, Breaking Bad on it.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Have your mom sew you up a bunch. Yeah, we both giggled at that one.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy.
All right.
Thank you so much. Robert
Pitt,
now, how can people listen to your reviews now or get to your reviews?
You can go to theclevercritics.com or just search on YouTube, The Clever Critics, and you will find my reviews there.
There you go. Okay. Thank
All right.
you very much.
Thank you.
All right. Let's take a quick break here. This portion is, you know, I want to talk about SST oil just for a second. We've got all these fires going on, all these tens of thousands of acres. Well, wherever the firefighters are, SST oil's there too. They're bringing in the jet fuel for the helicopters, which are constantly flying, for the bigger aircraft, the tankers. Plus, they're being out right behind our firefighters, making sure they've got enough diesel diesel fuel, gasoline, so they can keep those earth movers going. They can keep all their machinery going out there. SST oil is out there on the front lines, too. They've been doing this since 1967. SST oil, great place. Great place to work, great place to be associated with. We'll be right back after these messages.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243 7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. It's Wednesday. It's hump day. See if you can find our camel. See if you can find it. You know, we used to play that all the time.
Yeah.
Linda loved it. I loved it. And you know what we did? We listened to one person. One person says, you know, I'm really getting tired of that. But they were a listener, and it could have been our only listener. So we had.
Well, let's hope that's not the case.
It could have been our only listener. And, you know, so we have, you know, we pay attention to our listeners. I had one listener say, have you ever listened to Cigar Dave's show? And I went, well, to tell you the truth, no. I mean, I used to, but I haven't. You need to listen to last week's show. So I did. I went back and I listened to the first 17 minutes and canceled it on the 18th minute. It was so bad. And the things he was saying was so wrong that I called the guy, and I know Skip, who's his, you know, that works with all of the affiliates. I said, have you listened to his show? And Skip goes, no. He says, I don't even like him. And I went, and so I went, oh, okay. You gotta listen to the show though. And I'm canceling today. And he says, well, okay. And then like 5 days later, I get an email from Skip saying that Scar Dave was pulling all of his terrestrial shows anyway, and he's going to go podcast because I said it's because I'm not the only one, right? He goes, well, no. So anyway, so I do listen. So if you like, if you have a show you really like, and you just email me or don't spray paint your opinions on the door or anything like that, but give me a call or send a email to me. Yeah, we listen to these all the time. Anyway. So did you find those numbers I was looking for?
I'm trying.
Okay.
I'm trying.
All right. Here's what I want to get into, my friends, is that, you know, the infection rate. And I heard today in the news, and they were using like a 2.8%. And I think it's 2.8% for those that are tested that will show up positive. And even if it's that, because if you look at for the numbers for the whole county, of course, it's much lower than that. Only, you know, it's less than 1% are infected or any of this. And I'm talking to Robert Burke in here, and he goes, and I said, well, you know, for the people that they test, we come up with a 2.8%. And he goes, that's really high. And I thought about that for a second, and I said, you've got to be kidding me. Because, you know, in my previous job in the military, if we were going into places, we tried to figure out what are acceptable. There's no acceptable loss. Let me put it this way. But how much can you take and keep going on? And if you had a 2.8% chance of failure, we'd be all over that. And if you had a and this is what getting infected is, if it's extremely low, to hunker down and be fearful of this is wrong. To be cautious and do what we're supposed to do by masking and washing our hands and staying distanced. But do we shut down everything based on 2.8%? And Sue's right now, she's got her calculator out trying to figure what it is for the whole. And she's actually calling people right now. But even if it is 2.8%, do you not do something? Would you not launch a business if they said you've got a 2.8% chance of failure rate? Are you kidding? If it was, you know, when we launched this business, if it was, you know, we had a much higher rate than that. Restaurants, when they start, have a much higher rate than that. And still they launch. What is it that we have become so afraid of and concerned of? I'm not saying don't take it serious, but we have stopped commerce in much of our country. In California, the second largest industry in California, Governor Newsom shut down without warning anybody, the restaurant industry. Waterworks Park was shut down. The aquatic center is still open. People come, you know, say, what about the aquatic center? Well, the aquatic center is open, but it's just for lessons. They don't have, you know, 1,000 people in there jumping into the pool. Close down the churches. You could only have, And according to this, came out of the Supreme Court. Churches, because the state of Nevada said you can only have 50 people in your church. Not 50% of what the fire marshal says is your maximum occupational capacity or maximum capacity. However, if that's for a church, but if you're in a casino, it goes by occupancy. So churches are held in less esteem, are treated more harshly than a casino in Nevada. Just rolled on. Roberts rolled with the more, shall we say, more progressive side of the court. I find this really hard to believe that a church that distances, and then you can't sing in the church. Well, church, place of, you know, worship and all of this. Okay, you want to play these games, but let's go back into the percentage. If that percentage is true, even if it's 5%, if you had a 95% chance of not catching anything or not failing, I think we'd all jump at that. Okay.
I just figured it out, and I could be wrong, but I'm going to put this figure out. 0.16224189%
of the people that are shown positive.
Have shown positive.
That's
because
200, the 300 people that have shown positive, many of whom, who, by the way, this is shown positive, have recovered.
Right.
We have, I think, what, six people in the hospital.
We've got 55 current active cases. So
right.
I just divided that figure by 339.
Okay.
And so, our figures are so low. But, you know, so many numbers and figures that are thrown out there are so skewed that it's inducing fear, and that's why everybody's shutting down. But people can still go and riot and protest.
Well, that's the next segment.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to lead you to it.
The only thing I'm talking about, we've got to take a break here. The only thing I'm talking about on this is that if it's, you know, a 2% chance of failure, in this case failure would be getting sick, and shutting down everything. Waterworks Park is only open for like 4 months. They've got to make all the money that they need to make the payments, all this thing. It puts, I don't know how many kids to work during the summer, 80, 90 kids. And they shut them down because the governor said so. And yet, we're not shutting down Lowe's. We're not shutting down Home Depot. We're not shutting down any of these places, the big box stores. I find this really, really strange. By the way, tomorrow, Mary Rickert, who is the chairman of the Board of Supervisors, is going to be in tomorrow. It's probably one of the questions we'll discuss. Let's take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, Shasta Regional Medical Center is a proud supporter of downtown Reading. They sponsor many of the, well, they used to... They used to sponsor many of the events going on downtown, but they support downtown businesses. They believe in moving our town forward. They also are the only hospital here with a Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, which means is if you need surgery, it's going to be a lot less invasive, a lot less pain. You're going to recover faster. And this is the only hospital out here that has this. And it is extremely interesting to watch this three-dimensional, high-definition view. When they're in there, they don't have to move stuff around like they opened you up. They can go around and look. This is really, it's you talk about miracles of medicine, and this is one of them, right there at Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:48 in the morning.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill.
featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Get ready for Turtle Bay Exploration Park's exciting new event, Walk for Wildlife. Run or walk with family and friends, virtually share your experience with others, and enjoy a free breakfast, all while supporting your favorite Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Register today at turtlebay.org.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. It's KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Phone lines here are 605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. You know, it's a crazy time out there. The stock market is, you know, can you tell from day to day what it's going to do? Well, I can't, but that's why Judy Maxwell has a bunch of financial experts there. They're going to help you make decisions. They're going to take a look at what you have, your investments, and give you other options at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. And Judy's been doing this since 1993. Her business continues to expand, which means she's doing a good job. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive, give them a call, 221-0441. If anybody watched the Barr, Attorney General Barr's appearance on Capitol Hill yesterday, I watched it just plainly for the humor, just mostly for the humor side of it. Every time they'd ask a question and Barr start to answer, they'd say, "I'm reclaiming my time." And what's that mean? It means that Barr can't answer. And he said, "Well, why am I here if I can't answer the question?" And they said, "I'm reclaiming my time. You can't talk now." And he goes, "Well, wait. When you say something, there's an answer to this. I'm reclaiming my time." It was hilarious. And it's the Democrats, of course, because they hate Barr. They can't control Barr. They want to control Barr, and they can't. And then they had a Republican GOP guy got up there, and he said, "My esteemed colleagues are telling us these are just simple peaceful protests." And he played a video of what's going on in these places. Let me tell you, peaceful protest, for the most part, you know, you see a lot of peaceful protests out there. We showed the world how to have a peaceful protest right here in Redding, California. But if you're in Seattle and you are in Portland and other places across the country, it's no longer it's not peaceful. When they're firing professional fireworks into a building, they've blinded, hopefully it's just temporary, but they've blinded three marshals or parts of the marshal service. They are firing, they're throwing Molotov cocktails in there. Have you ever been hit by a marble fired from a slingshot. Well, they're using ball bearings firing through there. And it just goes on. An explosive device in one of the buildings, I think, it blew an 8-inch hole in the side of the building. Now, that's called an IED. You know, that's not somebody shooting, a firework at somebody, which is bad enough. That's an improvised explosive device that can blow a hole through it like that. How about people setting police cars on fire while their police are in it? And those two were lawyers, and they caught them. The whole thing is that when we start talking about peaceful protests, do not pee on my leg and tell me it's raining outside. It's not working. And I think I think the people in the United States are going, you know what? Yeah, I know what a peaceful protest is. What's this? This is not peaceful. And the mayors of these cities that are allowing it to go on, and Joe Biden cannot bring himself to say this is wrong. We need to end these. And if the local police can't protect the federal buildings, we're going to have federal law enforcement agencies do it. And go back through history, and you're going to see that every president, including Mr. Obama, used federal agencies, law enforcement agencies in towns. Everybody has. So if you can't protect this federal courthouse, which my tax dollars pay for, along with yours, then I'm going to send somebody in that can. Now, will they ever be able to use this courthouse again? It's been damaged. They've set it on fire twice, and they've gotten the fires out. Let's go to move to Seattle. That was Portland. Move to Seattle. They arrested 44 people the other night. They had 27 people. They had 57 police injured. This is the town that says you can't use tear gas or anything else like that to disperse protesters. The chief of police, who is a woman of color, said that I'm pulling my people back. Because if we can't use the tools that we have been trained to use, I'm not going to put my people's lives at risk. Well, a judge put a stay on the Seattle. This was the Seattle City Council, by the way. Put a stay on that. And so that they could address and they could use things like the they didn't use tear gas, but they used pepper spray and they used all types of different other things besides tear gas. But they had tear gas. They were able to use it. Can you imagine if you're having a riot in your city, and these are riots, that the city council says, well, you know what? I don't want you to use tear gas. I don't want you to do this. I don't want you to do this. You can't choke them. You can't put them into any type of neck hold. You can't do this. Can't do that. What's it leave the police? Deadly force. Leaves deadly force. You can't tase them. You can't gas them. You know, the rioters. So what's that leave? Your life's, in danger. What's that leave? I can't use a taser on them. Can't gas them. Can't do anything. So it's just a recipe for disaster, which we have in many of our cities right now. Even Mayor Lightfoot in Chicago is willing to work with the federal government. She's willing to have people come in and help her. They have a horrendous number of people who have been killed and shot and killed this year in Chicago. She needs help. New York's murder rate has jumped 200%. Baltimore's 150%. You know, there's reasons for this. Everybody that wants to defund the police, that's not what it really means, defunding the police. Yes, it does. It's exactly what it means. If you shift funds away from the police, it's called defunding the police. Oh, we want to use it for social programs, and police won't have to do things like in Oakland, pull drivers over to give tickets. We're going to have unarmed traffic coordinators, whatever they're calling them, do it. It's ridiculous. Oh, we're not going to have police show up if it's we're going to have our mental health professional show up to help, that if we have disturbances, with people that are homeless or obviously mentally ill, we're going to send those people without police. I say do it. Let's see what works. And if it works, okay. But what I think is going to happen is it may work. What if it works 80% of the time? Okay, remember what I said? If you got to look at percentages. Works 80% of the time, that's great. The other 20% of the time, it doesn't work. And then at what point does the person that's going out there that got whacked with a baseball bat say, you know, I'm not going to do that again. Okay, when we come back, we're going to have Celestina Traver from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office on, and I'm going to tell you what a great job she did in this one case that has absolutely helped a woman who lost her husband, a veteran. We'll be right back.
President Trump says enough is enough. He's challenging state and local officials to get tough with rioters or else.
Either they do something or we're going to do it. In the meantime, our purpose there is only to protect our federal buildings, which we're doing with no problem.
The president speaking to reporters outside the White House this morning before departing for a fundraiser in Texas. Not much, if any, movement being reported on the next phase of a coronavirus relief package. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell rolled out a Republican plan earlier in the week.
McConnell had warned that no coronavirus relief bill will pass the Senate without the strong liability protections Republicans had included in their $1 trillion aid package, which was unveiled on Monday. The provision is designed to protect businesses, including hospitals and other health care providers, from lawsuits filed by workers who contract the virus on the job. Republican supporters of the language maintain it's a necessary step towards jumpstarting the nation's shattered economy by encouraging reluctant businesses to reopen.
That's Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett. They cut him off, shouted him down, even questioned his integrity, but Attorney General William Barr kept cool in the face of repeated Democrat attacks. At yesterday's House Judiciary Committee hearing, Ohio Republican Congressman Jim Jordan finally had enough.
If you want the Attorney General to come, at least let him answer the questions and the accusations made against him.
The gentleman's rudeness is not recognized.
Rudeness?
Rudeness is on the other side.
Republicans calling out the Democrats, saying the rudeness is on the other side. When he was able to speak, Barr stressed a Justice Department commitment to helping cities and states deal with violence in the streets. Stocks are higher on Wall Street right now. The Dow is up 82 points, the S&P 26 points higher, and the NASDAQ Composite Index up 115. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I know that on those tablets Mr. Moses brought down is the commandment to not covet. But I'll confess, my neighbor and his lawnmower is making it tough. He's got this stand-behind, ride-along space shuttle that covers probably three times more space than my trusty old lawn boy. So, when we have who mows the fastest races, which are completely fabricated in my head, he has some impressive advantages that I just don't have. And at our Faith and Family Mortgage team, we're blessed to have a pretty special advantage of our own, and one that could be a big deal for you. Our team is lucky to be an arm of a bigger company that is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions within its own walls, an advantage that often allows us to get you a better rate, saving you monthly and lifelong money on a refinance or new home purchase. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Millville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org, corporate animalist number 1330, equal housing lender. Not licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Authorities in Hong Kong tightening COVID-19-related restrictions as the virus stages a comeback in the city.
People across Hong Kong have woken up to a new reality. While the majority have got used to wearing surgical masks as soon as the coronavirus epidemic began in February, police could now fine those who don't wear one. Eateries can only offer takeaway meals, and the city's leader, Carrie Lam, has said the city was on the verge of a large-scale community outbreak, and she urged people to stay indoors.
That's the BBC's Martin Yip. A professor and leading figure in Hong Kong's political opposition has been fired from his university job following China's passage of a sweeping new national security law. Hong Kong University's council voted to oust Benny Tai from his position as an associate law professor. The vote, 18-2. News and analysis at townhall.com. The feds accused two suspected Russian military intelligence operatives of directing a disinformation campaign aimed squarely at the U.S.
Russian intelligence services are using a trio of English language websites to spread disinformation about the coronavirus pandemic as well as American politics. Though U.S. officials have warned before about the spread of disinformation, they went further on Tuesday by singling out a particular information agency that is registered in Russia, InfoRoss, and that operates a series of websites, InfoRoss.ru, Infobricks.org, and OneWorld.press, that have leveraged the pandemic to promote anti-Western objectives and to spread disinformation. Keith Peters, Washington.
Boeing suffered a staggering loss in the second quarter. The aircraft manufacturer lost $2.4 billion April through June. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live around the world on KCNR1460.com. The 29th of July, we have lost July. 8:05 in the morning news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Your health, your choice. Why not Shasta Regional Medical Center? And I'm here with Sue.
Good morning.
Good morning. Except she's in another room in her little isolated studio that has all the nice things in it. She has air conditioning. She has all the electronics. She has ways of sanitizing her hands and the equipment there with our little, you know, how we sanitize everything around here like we're crazy people.
Daily.
How about?
Multiple times a day.
Yeah, daily. Yeah, I wish it was just daily. Every time somebody comes in or leaves.
Well, here there's like three of us, and in there multiple. So the main studio.
Okay, tell us weather and fires.
You got it. Today's
and a COVID update.
Oh, COVID, okay. Today in the North Valley, it's going to be sunny and warm with a high of 102 and a low of 65. Tomorrow, 102 as well, and 102 for Friday with overnight lows dropping in the 60s. By the weekend, once again, triple-digit temperatures with a high of 104 for Saturday and Sunday as lows drop down in the 60s. Once again, it's currently clear, 75 in Red Bluff, 74 in Anderson, 71 in the city of Shasta Lake, 72 degrees in downtown Redding. And the July Complex of Fires, this is the July Complex 2020, has burnt 81,636 acres and is 45% contained. The Milepost 21 fire continues, and that is 45% contained as well. We also have the Gold Fire at 21,870 acres, 65% contained. The Hog Fire, 9,564 acres, 72% containment. The Branch Fire, 2,500 acres, 30% contained. The Cottonwood Fire, 788 acres, 90% contained. The Ridge Fire, 310 acres, and 40% contained. Now, the Caldwell Fire is at 67,789 acres, zero containment. The Allen Fire, 966 acres, 80% contained. The Dalton Fire at 1,367 acres, over 90% containment. The Salmon Fire of 550 acres in the Trinity Alps Wilderness. The Bridge Fire was near Packers Bay on Shasta Lake. Forward spread of the fire was stopped. The size of the fire right around 16 acres, and they continue to work on that blaze as well. Now, as far as COVID-19, there have been 339 confirmed cases. 11 people are hospitalized in Shasta County. 44 people are in isolation, and there are currently only 55 active cases. 16 new cases were reported as of yesterday, with one in intensive care. There are 252 people in quarantine. So far, 276 people released from quarantine. There are 323 negative test results that were reported yesterday. There have been a total of 21,489 total tests of those tests.
That's what I was looking for.
21,150 negative.
Okay.
So, yes.
Go back to the percentages that I was talking about. Do we stop, do we shut down our businesses over a 97 or 98%, I should say, reverse it over a 2% chance of getting this.
Exactly. And the survival rate is great. And the people that have passed have had underlying health conditions that contributed to the end of life. So there have been eight deaths. But still, I mean, we're shutting down all the businesses.
Yeah. And we're killing businesses out there.
Yep.
And people go, well, I guess a business is more important than a person's life. Well, no. But if you put your whole life into your business and everything is tied up into it, your children's education, you living in a house, you being able to buy food and all these things. Yeah, I would say that it's really, really, really important, and we need to balance it. If you don't want to go to that business, then don't go to it. If you want to stay inside and not frequent places, then do that. You know, wear a mask. I wear a mask. Celestina wears a mask. Sue wears a mask. I wash my hands all the time. I do try to socially distance, especially when Linda's gone. My idea of social distancing is going in and getting into the chair with the dog sitting at my feet, and we watch, you know, zombie movies or something, you know, when Linda's not here. But let's take a look at this and look, you know, do I feel like my, you know, I'm a healthy individual that, you know, I'm wearing this mask, and if I'm going to go out and support these businesses out there. So, okay. Now, the weather report, the fire report, and the COVID report, all being brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated company right here in Anderson, takes care of people all over the North State and up into Southern Oregon, too. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. You can give them a call at 365-3793. And I'm here with Celestina Traver, who is a Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. But before we start with her, I want to hit again these seeds. There's seeds that are being shipped from China arriving in the United States. We've had three boxes of these arrive, and they go to individuals. And when you open up the box, they could be marked jewelry or electronics, but when you open up the box, there is a plastic baggie full of seeds. The county agricultural officer is saying, do not open that bag. Give us a call or stop by the office on Bocelli and give us those seeds, or we'll come pick them up. Nobody knows what they are. They're trying to figure out what they are. Do not flush them down the toilet. If people are, you know, at the federal level, the agricultural department there is trying to, they're doing studies on them and what they are. But if you receive these, don't plant them. Just take them to the county agricultural office, which is on Bocelli Lane. That Sue's looking up the address, so we'll put it on our chat room page and our Facebook page. Okay, don't flush them down the toilet. Now, Celestina Traver.
Good morning.
Well, that just took, you know, gosh, 7 minutes.
Yeah, but the seeds are interesting.
Isn't it something?
I
saw by looking at your face you had not heard that.
No.
And it started, I think, earlier this week, or maybe even into last week. They're coming in, and some people got them by ordering seeds, you know, from companies. Mm-hmm. You know, like people want to plant their own gardens
like on
and
Amazon
stuff.
Or something.
Yeah, or get them on Amazon. Mm-hmm. But then now it started spreading out to people that didn't order them. And it's really kind of interesting,
mm-hmm.
where these seeds are coming from. Well, they're all coming from China, it appears.
Huh.
But they're being marked jewelry and electronics, and that's getting them through the border or the customs, because if it said seeds on them, they check it. But they don't check if it says electronics or jewelry.
So be careful where you order and where your stuff's coming from.
Yeah, the county government office here in Reading is 3179 Bocelli Lane. And let's put a phone number out there, too, because they'll come pick them up from you. We had one arrive in Cottonwood and two other in Shasta County.
Hmm.
So, okay.
All right.
Now, let's take a – I'm here with Celestina Traver, and we're going to take a break so we can get started. We'll do an early break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Now, Reading Home Helpers, run by Sharon Clark, started 16 years ago, is really, really a strong supporter of the veterans community.
Absolutely.
She is a lot of times the first person that makes contact with a veteran that doesn't even know that they have earned a number of benefits by serving. And so she will call Celestina, say, I've got a veteran here.
Yes.
And then you all work together to make sure that veteran's taken care of.
We do.
And you know what? I can't say enough about Sharon Clark. She's looking for some good people right now, just like we all are, that want to help people, to be an amazing caregiver. So if you are interested in something like this, part-time or full-time, give Sharon a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Great company to work for, great person to work for. We'll be right back with Celestina Traver.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
so fast. My car has nothing to prove. It's not new, but it'll do 0 to 60 in 5.2.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Get ready for Turtle Bay Exploration Park's exciting new event, Walk for Wildlife. Run or walk with family and friends, virtually share your experience with others, and enjoy a free breakfast, all while supporting your favorite Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Register today at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here, 605-4567. If you have a question for Celestina Traver, who is a Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, we're going to cover a bunch of stuff today. Please give us a call or get into the chat room, and we'll ask these questions. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Great people down there, Rebecca and Henry. They're open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Here, of course, like I said, with Celestina Traver. Good morning again. We haven't really had a chance to talk about anything because I've just been rattling on about fires and COVID and
seeds
and all this. I want to tell quickly a story. A man I admired greatly, a former Marine, he had dementia. He came down with dementia. Dementia hit him. Got involved with this whole thing. Conservatorships, all of this. And if his beautiful, beautiful bride is listening, I love you. Anyway, I love you, Flo. And she usually listens. So, but Celestina Traver, got into this too. Now, our friend had to be ended up in Willow Springs, you know, assisted care facility because he had to be there. There is something that you earn as a veteran called the aid and attendance.
It's a non-service connected pension with aid and attendance.
Right. Well, through Celestina, we got that. Unfortunately, Bob died.
Right.
But we got it in before Bob died. I mean, literally, like 2 days or something, got all the last part in. And the government then back paid what they came as, not just aid and attendance, but it's also a widow's pension?
We filed a widow's pension after he passed.
Right.
To help her supplement her income because she had a low income. And she really needed some help caring for her at her home.
Yes.
And this really helps her stay in her home so she doesn't have to go into assisted living, which is a wonderful.
She's not ready for assisted living by any means.
No.
She is a feisty yes. woman. Okay.
So we got it, and we applied, and we got it, and it back paid her. And now she gets this certain amount of money a month for the rest of her life, which is really nice.
Any widow, almost, what are the, how do widows or somebody whose husband has passed maybe didn't even know about this, mm-hmm. how do they apply for this?
They come into our office. The veteran must be wartime service. And served during wartime service. And they come into our office and they talk to one of my vet reps.
Mm-hmm.
The way we're doing it right now is they need to call our number at 225-5616 and speak mm-hmm. to Amy. And then Amy will transfer you to a vet rep and then you'll kind of make a time you're going to come in to see that vet rep because we're only allowing four in the lobby at a time because of the COVID. So we have to monitor how many people my vet rep sees. So
sure.
Please give us a call and bring the DD-214, your marriage license, and we'll go from there.
Okay. Now, it did take a while for the aid and attendance, and you all were working on it. You got it out.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it take so long?
VA. It's VA thing. It's 3 to 4 months, which is not bad.
That's not bad.
When I first started in 2010, it was taking more like 5 to 6 months. Now it's 3 to 4 months, and we're seeing it around 3 months right now.
Okay.
That's pretty quick. But you do get all that back pay from the time we applied.
And that's what started her back pay started in September
yes.
of 2019.
Yes.
So they got a lump sum for that, and then so much a month. Okay.
Correct.
I just wanted to say thank you so much from so many people. And
our pleasure.
So many people are happy that you were able to help. Okay, let's
thank
get
you.
Into those things that we need to pass around.
Yes, yes. So I'm very excited because the Senate passed an amendment, 1972. And this is huge for our Agent Orange veterans.
Mm-hmm.
They have included and added to the presumptives bladder cancer, hypothyroidism, and Parkinsonism. It's hard to say that.
Parkinson's disease. Right.
Yes.
Parkinson's disease.
Yeah.
That is one of the diseases that Friendly Agent Orange has managed to give to people.
Yes, but this is Parkinson's.
Which is
they have the shakes and they don't have Parkinson's disease yet, but they have the Parkinson, which is the shaking and the nerve portion. They have went ahead and approved that. And let me reiterate bladder cancer and hypothyroidism as well. So if you've had this for a while and you are blue water, brown water, or boots on the ground in Vietnam, please come into our office or at least call our office right away and get a time to come into our office and let's file for you. And if you have filed and been denied, let's refile. We're going to reopen that up and we're going to refile because now the Senate passed it. We're waiting for the president to sign it. That's our next. But
okay.
He will sign it.
He will
said
sign
he,
it.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Of course he will.
He has passed so many He's given veterans so many benefits that it's hard to keep up with him. Because, and I'm not, whether you're pro or against.
No, these are,
you know,
these are benefits,
but this
that,
is real.
That the veterans have been fighting for years.
Yes.
Through different administrations.
Yeah.
They seem to be moving faster through the Trump administration.
Absolutely.
God bless him for that. You know, you can argue about anything else, but he has really reached out and helped veterans.
He is so pro-veterans. I mean,
really is.
This Blue Water Navy, this Blue Water has been denied for 20 years, and it's been passed, and we're filing Blue Water claims now. So if you believe your ship was in Blue Water within 12 miles.
If you're within 12 miles of the coast of Vietnam, what
correct.
They're talking about here is because Agent Orange is insidious. It wouldn't break down in the water.
Right.
So as the ships go through there, they make their own water.
Mm-hmm.
So they would be sucking in all of the water that's coming in, and then they run it through a ropu, so supposedly to clean the water, so they can use it for cooking, bathing, and all this. Well, it wasn't killing off the Agent Orange.
Correct. The filters were not filtering
filters were
out
not
the
filtering that.
Correct.
So people that were, never set foot in Vietnam were coming down with the same maladies, the same diseases that people in Vietnam were having from Agent Orange.
Correct.
That's why. And they said, well, you can't get it. For 20 years, it was denied. Well, finally, enough evidence was there to say, well, maybe we're wrong.
Right.
So now it's being signed into law.
And we're very excited because the potatoes were even soaked in that water.
Yeah.
They were drinking it, showering in it. I mean, it was really bad, and they're coming down with the same illnesses. And now we can apply for service connection.
And this, let me add one more on top of this, that if you were stationed at Camp Lejeune in the Marine Corps,
yes,
from any time in the 60s and 70s, the water was contaminated there.
Absolutely.
People don't know that the water was contaminated, but they've put that out there. So and they were finding people with birth defects, cancers, and all this. So if you were ever stationed at Camp Lejeune, give our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer a call and say, hey, I was there.
Absolutely. We want to take care of you and file if you have the presumptive illnesses.
Right. Let's go to the phones. Jim, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I just wanted to find out, when the fire went through your car fire, I lost my DVD 214, burned up in the fire. How's the fastest way to replace it?
We'll order it for you. You go ahead and call our office or come in and ask, and we will give you the form. We'll file it and send it out and say it's fire-related, and they will send it immediately.
Okay. We're good. I'll do that then. Thank you.
Great. You're welcome.
Thanks a lot, Jim. Hey, here's I'm throwing some questions here. My husband was in the reserves. Is he eligible for any benefits?
It depends. We have to see how long he was in, if he was called to Title 10 orders or if he wasn't.
What's a Title 10 order?
Title 10 orders means he was called to active duty on federal.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you're in the National Guard or Reserves and you are called to serve in Iraq or OEF or OIF, that's Title 10 orders. And then you would have a DD 214. So if you have any doubts or any questions, please come into our office. My team is incredible. They can help you figure it out.
Okay. They asked something about has Trump been helpful. They were on the phone. So I said we answered that one, and yes. We got that one. I was a child of a P&T veteran. I want to use Chapter 35. What age does it expire? What is Chapter 35?
Chapter 35 is when the veteran is 100% service connected, permanent and total, and
disabled.
Yes, with the VA, and then you get the dependent child under the age of 18 or under gets Chapter 35, or if you're school aged and still a dependent, you cannot be married. And it expires at the age of 27.
Okay, now, is this financial help?
It is.
Okay.
It's for college.
Okay.
So you have to enroll in college. You have to have an ed plan. And then you file for Chapter 35 online. We can help you maneuver that if you need help. Then you get a stipend. It's a little over $1,000. It's about $1,016 per month while you're going to school. This helps you with books and
tuition,
books, and things like that.
If you are a child of a veteran in California that is a California resident, do you have to pay tuition in a in state schools?
If you're a resident in California,
if you're a dependent of a resident of California, but who is a veteran, do you get free education? And I say free, we know it's not free, but is it tuition free, or does it have to be a certain level of disability?
So right now, everybody is getting 2 years free education.
Well, free tuition.
Free tuition if you made a 2.0 or greater in high school in your senior year.
Okay.
But if you were at least 0% service connected, we have a college fee waiver that we file for your dependent. Uh-huh. And your dependent comes in with their birth certificate and they fill out a DBS 40 form. And we do waive, we have, if you're going to a California school, college, university, UC Davis, CSU, or even Shasta College, Butte College, things like that, you can get your fees your tuition waived.
Okay.
This does not include a private school. So,
Simpson.
Isn't added to that
list. Though that they have so many programs and they have a great veterans program out there.
Absolutely.
But because it's a private school, it doesn't fall for that. But
correct.
They've got other things that they do to help veterans out there.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We have to take a break. I'm here with Celestina Traver, Shasta County Veterans Service Officer. And we're going through all the things that helping our veterans go to school or the kids of our the dependents of our veterans. These are not entitlements, by the way. Anybody wants to think they're an entitlement, you can pound sand. These are benefits. Did I say that right? These are benefits that they earned while they served our country. This portion of the show is brought to you by a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. He doesn't mess around with your windshield. He doesn't mess around with your family safety. Jeff looks at it. He fixes it. He fixes it, guarantees it for life. If he can't fix it, he'll tell you. He's not going to waste your time. He's a man of integrity and honesty. He's located at 3208 South Market Street, and you can give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. Nobody knows more about windshield repair than Jeff Wurst at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. We'll be right back.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Hey, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, and Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
Orchard Nutrition Center has exclusive special offers now through the 4th of July. We carry organic, non-GMO, and clean, healthy products, and we're working to keep our community safe. We offer contactless shopping, social distancing, and we're sanitizing. Our staff, which includes certified nutritionists, take pride in helping you make informed product choices. We look forward to continuing to serve your family for many more years to come. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating 10 years on a year, we are. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Two branches here in town at 1845 California Street, right in the heart of downtown Reading, and the other at the Old Rayleigh Shopping Center on 192 Hartnell Avenue. Through all of this, Cornerstone Community Bank has been a shining light for people that needed assistance during this COVID-19. Find out how they can help you move your dreams forward by stopping by or learning more at bankcornerstone.com. 8:37 in the morning here, and it is, gosh, what can I say? It's going to be 104 today. It's probably about 76 right now. It just feels warmer already. It started off like 72. So it's probably 76, 104 today. And I'm here with Celestina Traver, our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and we're going to go through a little bit more of this Chapter 35.
Yes.
About education and benefits.
Yes.
And then we're going to move into refinancing your house if you have a VA. This may be a time that you want to take a look at it. She's got some little secrets here.
Thank you.
She's researched it. Okay.
Yes.
Let's talk a little bit more
so
about it.
So Shasta College is coming up. It's time to register for school, and I think registration's open through the 30th, but it starts here really soon on August 19th-ish, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And I do want to let everybody know that there's a fee waiver, college fee waiver for dependent children out there, and or dependent adults, I should say, kind of, because you have to be 18 years old to 23 to get the fee waiver. Please come by our office, find out about it, because it's huge. If your mom or dad was at least 0% service connected, please come by our office, because this will save you lots of money in the future, lots of money if you're going to Shouts College, Butte College, Chico State. I think Chico State's, what, about $25,000 a year?
Something like
$25,000 a semester?
You know what? I don't know.
$38,000 for UC Davis, by the way.
A semester?
A year.
For a year.
For a year.
I remember when it used to be free going to colleges. You know, anyway.
It's expensive.
But here's something that if you're if you've been in the service, that your dependents can be helped by
Absolutely.
This.
So. And then we also have a Chapter 35. This is for if your dad or your husband is 100% service-connected, permanent and total. You have so many years to use it if you're a spouse. Yes, a spouse can use it, but they only have so many years to do so. If you need to find out more about that, please come into our office. Children, dependents from the age of 18 to 26, I said 27 earlier, I meant 26, can use this Chapter 35. It pays out a little over $1,000 a month, and it's wonderful because it helps pay for everything. You know, a new computer, you can use it for books. You can use it for helping you getting back and forth to school.
Yeah.
You can use it for your insurance for your car. You know, they really don't monitor how you use it.
They just give you a check for $1,000, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it goes directly to the student, not to the school.
That's right.
And I think that's really important.
It is, so then they can use it to make their life easier while they're going to school.
It
make,
is.
You know, it may help make things meet if they've had to cut back on hours, if they've been working. This will help make up for that.
Yeah. The two things is if you are, let's say, you're a dependent, really not a dependent, but you're between 18 and 26, but you join the military, that exempts you from the Chapter 35, and if you get married, if you're married, you do not get the Chapter 35 because at that point, you're no longer a dependent of the military member.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Good. Okay. What's next?
Oh, so refinancing.
Your house.
Yes. So, you know, we get a lot of calls into our office and people struggling with your mortgage because look at the businesses, they're shutting down.
Sure. They're saying that this could be this August could be a horrible month.
Yeah.
As far as foreclosures.
Awful.
The new bill they're trying to push through Congress right now is trying to extend the eviction, suspension on evictions. But then you've got people who own the property who have to make those payments. And so,
right.
You know, they could end up losing all the, say they have a couple of rental houses.
Yeah.
They could lose those because people can't pay. So.
There is a mortgage forbearance, but I don't know quite how it works. And I don't know if you have a lump sum at the end or not.
It depends on the mortgage company.
So they can either tack that money onto the end of your loan or have you pay a lump sum.
Yeah.
But there's another option for everybody is refinancing your VA home loan. I spoke to a couple of mortgage people this week and found out that the percentages are under 3% right now. And if you have a 30-year loan, you could save up to $50,000 in interest by the end of your 30-year loan. That's huge. And it would drop your payments. So please go check it out. There's some tricks to it. There's lots of mortgage places that are always sending you stuff in the mail, you know, and, hey, finance through us and finance through whomever. Be careful. Go to the one that you have your mortgage through, your lending agency, because there will be less fees to tack on. It always costs if you refinance, but the fees are less if you use the same mortgage person that you're using currently.
So my mortgage right now is with Flagstone or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I go back to them and say, hey, I want to refinance my VA loan. They're not going to charge me the fees I would if I went to a new one.
Correct.
And, you know, how much can you save? It depends how big your mortgage is. If you've got and what your interest rate was. If you have like a 3.8 and it can drop down to a 2.65, that's a That's an entire point.
Yes.
That's an entire percentage point on how much you have to pay on your loan. And that can save you over the period of time, like you said, thousands of dollars.
Yes.
So,
in interest.
In interest, just in interest only. So take a look at this, and you can find out more by calling the Shasta County Veterans Service Office.
Or going by your mortgage, calling your mortgage company.
Yeah.
And this is a great time. Yeah, I was shocked. It's under 3%. I was shocked.
Yeah.
Never seen that before. So.
I have seen, I'm old enough to remember back in the early 80s when the interest rates on homes were like 18%.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, nobody was buying homes.
Really?
Yeah, under Jimmy Carter.
Whoa.
Yeah, they just shot up like that. And I say 18%, they could be like 15%, but it wasn't anything like you see today.
Yeah.
It was enough so that if you tried to buy a house, the payment was just too big. And I was a captain in the Marine Corps, and this was Albuquerque, New Mexico. It was just the interest rates were so high, and it would just take over half of what you were making.
That's insane.
Just, yeah, it was. And so when you see these interest rates today, now they're under 3. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got to take a good look at it, especially if it's a VA loan. You're not going to get hit on points. You're not going to get hit on extra cost or PMI.
Correct.
You won't have the mortgage insurance. That saves you money, all of that right there.
So. Yes. And if you're 100% service-connected, don't forget that you do get a discount on your taxes for your mortgage, your taxes, county taxes, so on your house. So if you're 100% service connected.
Oh, if you're 100%.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
You get an, it is called a tax exemption, mm-hmm. but you don't get exempt 100%. It's more like a discount. So
you pay a lot less on your property taxes.
Yes, right. Okay. Absolutely.
All right, got to take a break. We're here with Celestina Traver from the Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, and we'll be right back.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop, children, watch that sound. Everybody look what's going down.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with 5 types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah. Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hear us streaming 24-7 at KCNR1460.com.
Listen, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Ronnie, how happy are folks who save hundreds of dollars?
There you go.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I love it. Sorry. This is Carl Bott, and this is Free Fire Radio at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. It is 8:50 in the morning, 76 degrees out there, going up to 104 today. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And, yes, Country Kitchen is in dining. So if you want to go to a great place to eat breakfast or lunch, go in the Country Kitchen. I'm here with Celestina Traver from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. She is the honcho there. She is Watash, the big kahuna, the six, as we call them.
Good morning.
And somebody said in here that there's a possibility of transferring your education credits that you earned serving to a family member.
Post 9/11. So there's a trick to it. You can't do it after you get out of the military. You have to still be in the military at this time in order to transfer your stuff. You still have to be on active duty.
Okay.
And there is a amendment or a some sort of bill up there. Yeah. That's trying to change that, but it hasn't been changed that I'm aware of.
You know, like, I haven't used all mine. You know, the first time they expired, but then I came back in, and so I think I've got another 2 years to use mine. It would be great if I could transfer this to my granddaughter, you know, a bloodline like this, because I probably won't use them. And it'd really help her. She's starting university here this year.
Mm. So, I agree. But it's not possible yet.
Okay, great. But any of these questions you have, please give Celestina or one of her people a call at 225-5616.
Correct.
I promise not to put your cell phone number out there again.
Thank you.
You were getting phone calls. Yeah.
Yeah, please don't call my cell phone. I got at least 8 calls on my cell phone.
It was a mistake. Okay. I'm sorry.
It's all right.
But it's better than having it written on like a truck stop wall or something, right?
Right.
So just
I'm
think
very
it like
thankful
that.
About that.
There are other... Joe Rodola was on the other day talking about they now have there's an organization that helps veterans start businesses and expand businesses. This is brand new, and I'm not going to ask you about it because you know you have so much flowing through there. But there are chances, and there is assistance for veterans wanting to start their own business.
Yes, there is. I know CalVet's website has tons of information on veteran-owned businesses, and it has instructions and who to call. But I know that Rick Partridge at EDD, sorry, Rick. Okay.
No, give Rick a call. He's very helpful.
Yeah, he's
I need
wonderful.
To get him in here, too.
Yeah, so he's a real expert on the jobs and the veteran-owned businesses, and he has people come in, and he's got the connections on that.
Okay.
Yes.
Just so people have already started asking about tomorrow. 8 o'clock, Board of Supervisors Chair Mary Rickett will be with us. And also at 7 o'clock, 7:05, Trish Clark and I welcome to the show, Reverge Anselmo. Yes,
wow.
From Anselmo's Winery. Yes,
nice.
The man that did battle with the county. Yes.
Wow.
And we, you know, it's been years since he left. I've stayed in contact with him. Trish has stayed in contact with him. So we thought, let's have Reverge Anselmo on the line. He still supports people back here and in the sense of political things. And, you know, what's happened since he left? And also we try to do a catch-up on what's happened to Anselmo. Still called Anselmo's. Still not open. Still you know, I still to this day, and Mary Rickett, when if I ask her about it, she'll go, that was before my time, thank God. She'll say.
yeah.
So I can't hold her accountable for this. But it is interesting. The fact that, anyway, Reverge Anselmo and Mary Rickert will be on tomorrow. Reverge at 7, Mary at 8. So if you've got questions for our Board of Supervisors, this is a good chance, time to ask. Plus, they're going to be talking about some of the things they've done with the fire districts to help ensure safety in Shasta County. And that's one of the main reasons that she's coming on tomorrow. So we'll talk about that.
Those fires are really scary. You know, we've had some horrible...
You know,
fire issues.
Yeah, and, you know, and then people lose insurance on their homes, not because they were in a fire, but because they're in that circle, their insurance company. I'm wondering how that affects VA loans also. But one of the big things we talked about today, of course, is the effect at the Blue Water Navy.
Yes.
That served, if you served in Vietnam, and you have, and now you've got these strange diseases that Agent Orange causes. They have finally admitted that... That water that was being pulled into the ship went through their filters. The filters did not filter out the Agent Orange. They soaked food in it, and it's not just potatoes. It's probably lettuce and everything else was washed in it.
Yeah.
You bathed in it, and you drank it. That it is causing diseases in our cancers and Parkinson's and all these other things in our veterans. And unfortunately, it's also going down a generation, too, I believe, that they're passing this on to them. Education under Chapter 35, we talked about how veterans can go for their first 2 years in California anyway. Their tuition is paid for by the state. It is by the taxpayers. It's not free, but they're not having to pay. But if you're 100% disabled, your kids can also apply.
Correct.
For a program that pays them about $1,000 a month or a little bit more to go to school.
Yeah.
So to help out the family. And it's a great time now if you've got a VA loan to go back to your company or go back to your mortgage company and check on getting it refinanced. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely.
refinanced down below 3%. And this could, you could actually save a lot of people a percentage point. Which will, that helps during this time frame.
Helps the interest.
Anytime. Yeah, on your interest. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just want to remind everybody that what makes our office different is we have an Office of General Counsel number. We are official. We take 2 legal exams and pass it. And that we can file claims legally. And so make sure that you come by our office. All my vet reps have a federal PIV card, and they can see into the federal computer system. So when we file claims, we can see the claim when it lands into the federal computer system. We track it. We make sure your CMPs go well. We help you understand what the CMP process is. We are with you every step of the way.
Okay. The other thing, too, is that if you haven't been seen by if you put a claim in 10 years ago,
yes,
as I did, Celestina said, come down here and let's take a look at it.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
As time passes, those injuries that you sustain on active duty, they don't get any better, but they can get worse. So, you know, it needs to be looked at. The other thing is they help so many people that you, again, you're kind of responsible too. So if you haven't heard anything in a couple months, give them a call. They're very pleasant.
Yes.
And just say, hey, what's the status on this? And they'll look it up for you. And that's what we did with that first case we were talking about. And you had to go back and, you know, that we found one time there was a signature.
Mm-hmm.
They had to be redone.
Had to be redone.
So we did that.
Sometimes the signatures, when they scan the documents in, they're scanning. They have this huge warehouse with all these scanners. Sometimes it doesn't scan correctly, and VA kicks it back to us to do a resignature.
So it's just like everything. Your health is up to you, and your claims are up to you. But Shasta County Veterans Service Office is so helpful. Just, you know, if you haven't heard something, give them a call. They will be more than happy to check on that because they are helping so many of our brothers and sisters out there.
225-5616.
If you want her cell phone number, call me later. Hey, tomorrow, Reverse Anselmo and Mary Rickard, Board of Supervisors. Everybody have a great day. It's going to be hot out there. Don't leave anything in the car, like dogs or people, that you, without that air conditioner going, just don't leave them in the car today. It gets too hot too fast. And remember, it is the good guys against the bad.